Okay, so 39, that's pretty nice. If you like bacon.
I do.
And gosh, who doesn't?
We My have, brother.
Well, we have maybe the most exciting news ever in bacon.
Yes!
Yeah.
What a great way to start the day.
I know, that way you know this, just couldn't get a whole lot better than that. But anyway, in the meantime, a female model making a big splash in the fashion world, Casey Legler, a woman, but is working as a male model.
What?
For the Ford Modeling Agency. Now, she did a photo shoot posing as a man for Muse magazine. She told Time magazine that her goal is not to push gender boundaries. She says she's an artist.
What's her name again?
Casey Legler.
Why is that exciting and have to do with bacon? That just sounds like somebody being metro.
No, it doesn't. That was just the tease. Yeah, the bacon is a tease thing.
Oh, you sicko.
She looks like a dude.
No, wait a minute. Why is that sick?
Because I've been panting here in expectation and gravely disappointed.
No, that happens later this morning.
Okay.
This Casey Legler looks like a dude.
Okay. We can't play dude look like a lady, huh? But she...
Hey, one step at a time. I had to find her picture first.
She enjoys her art making. Well, of course she does. She now joins Andre Pashik in the ranks of famous androgynous fashion males. And I don't know what Andre, it's spelled A-N-D-R-A-Y. I have no idea what that is. But, I mean, do we need more proof that, again, we are cartwheeling into the ocean? I mean, really? I guess it just doubles your options. I didn't say that, did I?
Yes, you did.
Man. Well, she has a pretty face.
Well,
but for a dude?
For a dude?
No, I mean, she looks like her face looks like a girl.
Oh,
no,
okay.
She looks like a guy.
And this one picture I'm looking at.
I don't know if I need to go look and
they're all starved of flat chestedness anyway. Not like you can tell anyway.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 616, that big old moon that you see out there. That's called the Beaver Full Moon, the full Beaver Moon, and it is a big one today. Today is Red Planet Day, so there you are.
Would that be Mars?
I think
so.
Or
just any red planet?
Well, I think probably Mars. That's the one that we know about. And it's National French Toast Day.
Awesome.
See, I never knew until IHOP that you could put powdered sugar on French toast. That just wasn't my world. I mean, we did syrup at my house. Now, which reminds me, I'm in a grocery-torium, I think last week, maybe earlier this week, I don't know. And right there on the shelf, they have genuine IHOP syrup. Is their syrup that good that you want to pay the extra price for IHOP syrup? I mean, I don't know. And can you tell the difference? Because I'm guessing up until a few years ago, it's not like they come up with their own specific brand. They probably got some company in, you know, somewhere who sells it to them by the train load. But nonetheless, now if you, what was that? Now
people always say, what do you like, Moms? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast.
Wait for it.
I always tell them, I like toast.
Who is that?
It's a song called I Like Toast.
Well, I guess it is. That's, I just never knew it existed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah.
He's playing a toaster.
About 6 a.m. Oh, uh-huh. Have a little jelly. Have a little jam.
Who is that?
Bob. It's from Bob and Tom. Oh, hang on. That was
some disc jockey. Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of impressed you have that rattling around in your head. To look for it.
It's Haywood Banks.
Oh, well, of course. Now that you say that.
Well, understand, I have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
There is a channel that I won't mention here
okay.
on the Radio Emporium that plays kids' songs, and that's one of them.
Oh, it's like Disney Radio.
Yeah,
right?
Sort of. Yeah, it's Kids Place Live is what it's called.
Okay, I got you. All right, so we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is 28. She was Bruce Willis's kid in Die Hard. She played in Sky High, again, kid movie, and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Well, of course. I remember seeing that just weeks ago.
Amy Garcia is 34 from Dexter.
Uh-huh.
John Stewart is 50.
The person who gives way too many people news.
Yes.
You know,
that's real news.
Yeah, they hear them and they go, oh, that must be true because John Stewart said
it.
Yeah. Okay. But he's a funny guy, that's for sure.
He is. Judd Nelson is 53.
Wow, whatever happened to him?
He just kind of disappeared.
Boy, he was the Rat Packer who just never showed up again.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Ed Harris is 62, one of my favorites.
Does a lot of work.
Right stuff, Apollo 13, mm-hmm. Rock, The mm-hmm. Abyss. I can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Paul Schaefer.
Oh, really?
Yep, 63 years old today.
Huh, okay.
Randy Newman is 69.
I Love L.A.
Yep, short people.
Yep, yep. One of my least favorite people.
I had no idea. I just saw this. He wrote Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Wrote Three Dog Night's number one hit, Mama Told Me Not to Come,
okay.
Which makes sense if you think about it.
Sure.
Gary Hart, 76.
Boy, yeah.
And the guy that created the Motown sound,
uh-huh.
Berry Gordy Jr., 83 years old today.
Yeah, he did well.
Yeah.
Alexander Goodenough, he's a dancer boy, but he played the bad guy in Die Hard with the long blonde hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He played that terrorist.
He was the guy's brother.
Yeah. He ended up doing a little acting, and that was, I guess, the best known part that he had. He's 63. All right, there you go. It's 619.